I'm Karen McMahon with Pig Health Today, and we're visiting with Jason Ross, director of the Iowa Pork Industry Center at Iowa State University. And Dr. Ross, can you tell me about the new research program that you have going regarding sow mortalities?
Right now, we're in the middle of conducting an industry-wide collaboration. It's a project that's been funded by checkoff dollars through the National Pork Board, and it's a project that's really focused at trying to understand the root causes of the biology and the physiology that are contributing to the increase in pelvic organ prolapses that the industry has been experiencing the last 5 to 8 years. And so it's a large scale project. We have roughly a little over 100 sow farms across 15 states in the U.S. that are contributing data to that. Many large integrated producers are contributing, but we also have a lot of independent sow farms that are contributing data as well.
How many sows overall are you looking at?
So right now we're tracking data on about 104 sow farms in the U.S., and that represents right around 400,000 sows worth of production. So yeah, so we've got a lot of producers and allied industry that are involved. We've also got a strong team at Iowa State University that represents nutritionists and veterinarians and statisticians and physiologists and toxicologists that are really focused on, you know, asking the right questions to collect the right information and data on these different sow farms so that then we can go through and appropriately and effectively conduct a statistical analysis that will help us identify what factors might be associated with increased risk of pelvic organ prolapse on specific sow farms.
Where are you at in this research program?
We got the funding in late fall last year in 2017, and we really got the project launched in December of 2017. And so we hired an extension program specialist, Amanda Chipman, to help drive and be kind of the driver and the leadership for this project. With the guidance of the research team that we've assembled. You know, after that's really, really in December is when we started getting onto farms, collecting information, and implementing the research protocol. And so it's been very busy. We've visited over 60 sow farms in less than 4 months to collect data on those sow farms, and then we're also collecting, you know, production data and mortality data from over 100 farms. And so some of the things we're looking at are individual animal factors that would include, you know, just how animals are managed, what, you know, tail dock length and body condition scores during late gestation, and a lot of different factors that would be an individual animal measurement. But we're also looking at management of how sow farms are managed differently. So are there different management strategies on different sow farms that have an elevated or a reduced risk or incidence of pelvic organ prolapse happening on that farm? So we're capturing a lot of that information. We haven't completed the statistical analysis. We're in the middle of designing the appropriate approaches for that, and then we'll continue to do those analyses and release the data as soon as we feel like we have a good analysis on that. And so what we have shown is that there are indicators on individual sows. So you can walk into a sow farm in late gestation and we developed a perineal scoring system for late gestation sows to determine if they're at higher or lower risk for prolapsing during that upcoming farrowing. And what we do see is that sows that have a perineal score of what we call a 3 compared to sows that have a 1 or a 2 are at a much greater risk of prolapse than the 1s and the 2s. So that's already starting to help us identify some of the indicators prior to prolapse that are associated with prolapse happening. And that's an important component of the project, because then that enables us phenotypes that we can go in and collect biological samples on before a prolapse event happens.
Yeah, in that kind of a case, what kind of a treatment would you do at a perineal at a score of 3?
And so what we really need to do first prior to start designing treatments is to really understand what are the causes of a perineal score of a 3. So if we can understand the physiology or the pathology that's associated with causing a perineal score of a 3 as opposed to a 1 or 2, that will greatly influence how you would design a treatment strategy to start mitigating that score.
You had another one that you kind of, you were testing, and that was tail length.
So we, you know, a lot of different folks have talked about tail length and association, or potential association with prolapse. And one of the things that we did, we measured tail length on, you know, literally close to 5,000 sows across 62 farms. And for each of those sow farms, we identified that all those sow farms have a difference in incidence rate of pelvic organ prolapse. And so then we also looked at the average tail length of the sows that are on each of those farms from the ones that we measured. And we found that there's not a strong correlation between the average tail length on that sow farm and the prolapse incidence rate that's happening on that sow farm. So there are a few things. That was part of our objective, you know. So what are the things that are being talked about in the industry as potential or putative causes of prolapse? And are there things that we can measure in this study to either provide support for that line of thinking or also to withdraw support from that line of thinking?
Sure. How many factors do you think there are?
Yeah, that's a good question too. You know, we're looking at probably more than 100 different things, you know, from specific feed ingredients to the utilization of mycotoxin binders, also to, you know, endocrine signals such as relaxin that could be in in circulation in the animals that we think are at higher or lower risk. So we're going to continue measuring a lot of those things. And honestly, I don't think that we'll find a single factor that is the root cause of pelvic organ prolapse in U.S. sow farms. What I think we'll probably see is that there are some factors that, when collectively, increase the risk for certain sow farms. And so the problem is we don't know what that equation looks at like right now, right? We need to find what are the combination of factors that farms that are consistently higher with the incidence of pelvic organ prolapse exhibit compared to the farms that are consistently low with POP.
And you are getting a weekly report?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do, so of the sow, so there's a lot of independent producers involved, there's several large systems involved, and then all the sow farm managers for each of these 100 sow farms that are involved in the project are all contributing data. And so one of the things that we wanted to provide back to the industry is kind of a weekly report to those that are involved with, here's what the incidence is looking like across the industry for each week of the study. And so we provide that information back to them so they can see how their farm's doing with respect to mortality and with respect to pelvic organ prolapse compared to what happened in the rest of the industry for the same week. And I think a lot of people appreciate that. I think they recognize that the incidence of prolapse is highly variable across the industry, and where they fit in that spectrum sometimes varies, but it kind of gives a little more perspective on the scope of the project and the breadth of the project that they're involved with.
When do you plan to have it finished?
You know, this is one of the things that the Pork Industry Center wants to continue driving on behalf of the industry until we start finding a solution and start employing a solution that's effective. So it's hard to put a timeline on that, but we would like to stay on it and pursue it until we're making an impact in mitigating prolapse in the industry.
Well, I hope that we can visit again about the results here
in the
future.
That sounds good. Appreciate the time.
Yeah.